This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Were you disappointed that the White Sox stayed status quo with Luis Robert Jr. batting him seventh again last night after a miserable 0-for-10 7K weekend out in Baltimore, where the White Sox were swept? Were you anticipating a phantom injury or a trip to Arizona?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Luis Robert Jr. struggles are irrelevant when you get beaten senseless 13-1 as they did yesterday. I think that, you know, Luis Robert, add him to the list of woes. It would seem that there is no plan in place for how to reclimate him. So I guess that means a guy making $15 million with a $5 million buyout, probably playing to a level where you can't pick up that option at the end of the year. So rather than trade him for a couple of pieces, they're just going to let him go at the end of the season. They're not going to do anything to try to change that. And, you know, again, their problems are so severe that Luis Robert Jr. just wasn't one of them yesterday. He was just one of many.
Luis Robert Jr., 0-for-3 with a K, batting now 177. I will say this, though, that conversation and that thought, and Mully, you had strong opinions on it yesterday. We heard Ozzy give us an opinion that he might give him a day off. I was refreshing Twitter. I tuned in to the game. I mean, that was the only game on last night, so I watched it to see. I was curious to see if he was, in fact, not playing and if and where he was batting. So if that helped, I guess. I mean, it got me interested. It had my attention until it didn't.
I don't think Ozzy got a chance to talk to him. I talked to Ozzy. I think he had good intentions and might be able to still track him down. I don't know how much you can reach him at this point. Luis Robert Jr. has a confidence problem. It seems that he isn't as aggressive at the plate. He openly said that the trade conversations are things that must have an effect on him because he doesn't know what he would be worth. When you hear a guy talk like that, he certainly is questioning everything about everything. And so the guy that you saw playing freely a couple years ago, hitting 38 home runs, seems like a figment of our imagination, a thing of the past. When you see guys like Eloy Jimenez and Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada fall off a cliff as fast and quickly as they did from a production standpoint, you worry that Luis Robert Jr. is just going to be the latest example. I don't know what went wrong. It might be from the shoulders up. He certainly is stealing bases and playing defense like he did 2 years ago, like he typically does. But I don't know where they go to unlock this player that can't hit any longer. And it just put him in seventh. I do think you have to play him because I think he has to play his way through this.
No question. I think you hit the nail right on the head.
That's the voice of Dan Plesac. He'll be here talking both White Sox and some Cubs with Mully and Haw at 8 o'clock, with the Cubs facing 26 games over the next 27 days. And Kyle Tucker, Dansby Swanson, PCA playing every game so far. What should be Craig Counsell's approach to resting guys? Will this be a factor when evaluating Tucker's sprained finger?
Well, I don't know if I want to suggest anybody needs a day off, because last time that happened didn't go so well. And PC,
no, it did go well. It did.
It had the opposite effect. So maybe I should say they should rest all these guys. I think eventually Dansby Swanson, given what he has run into in terms of late season fatigue, that was a couple years ago now, where he entered September and it seemed like he ran out of gas. You might want to protect yourself against that. PCA, and we talk all the time about pitchers and going through seasons. We don't talk about position players. He's only missed an inning and a third. Might want to think about that. Kyle Tucker, same deal. He's banged up. And Bruce said he's banged up. So if he's banged up, you might want to think about that. You've got depth, and you're 15 games over. You're playing the Nats. Maybe you want to rest the guys for the big rush against the teams that are better teams. But I do think that Craig Counsell hinted at getting some guys some rest in this stretch, this grueling stretch. That's baseball. But I think that if he did that, they at least are protected, and they're not going to really miss any one guy. You don't want to rest him on the same day, but I think they can afford to rest one guy here or there.
Well, how about yesterday? That was a day off. So they shouldn't need a day off today. You shouldn't need back-to-back day offs. But sure, I mean, but when I want to know what you guys think. Is a day off taking one of these guys, quote unquote, off their feet and having them DH? Like, you know, would you leave PCA in the lineup, but have, as an example, Bruhan or Happ move over to center field for a day?
I don't
to
think
give
so.
A day off his feet. Is that enough, or is a day off a day off? Like, you're not playing. You get, you know, you don't even, you know, no cleats. We've locked your cleats up. You know, but how about this? Why were they running Kyle Tucker when they were running him? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's wearing like the, isn't Kyle Tucker now wearing like
he's
double?
He's got the oven mitt.
Huh?
He's got the oven mitts.
Well, so I was just, that's where I was going. He's got double oven mitts on.
I think he
right?
does.
Like, I mean, I just don't know that you need a player that is going to sign a contract in the future, whether it's with you or somebody else, in excess of $500 million. I don't know that you need to have him on the move as much as Craig Counsell seems to have him on the move. You know, maybe his agent should send Craig Tober a text and say, hey, you know, I'd rather not have the oven mitts on my guy. Okay, and let's slow down.
I don't agree with that, Dustin. I think if a guy has the ability to play multiple positions and do all these different things, you use that. That's part of his ability. You don't shy away from it. So you're saying you want PCA kept off his leg. Don't sprint, son. Take a day off today.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I know, but I'm just saying
I don't want Kyle
example.
Tucker stealing bases.
Tucker's got 16 stolen bases.
Yes. And
16,
and
he's fast.
What happened on that is he's that lean. His hand went under his body. It was his non-sliding hand. It was his other hand that got hurt there. And I mean, it didn't look good. It's not a good thing to have happen. But it just was a baseball play. I'll be very curious to see if they want to give him a day off because of all the bangs and bruises, if they feel they need to be aware of that. I also cannot believe that Pete Crow Armstrong hasn't had a day off all year. At some point, don't you just want to do that as a matter of kind of regular treatment of players? Now, maybe you want to do it in another week or in 2 weeks, whatever it might be. But I think if you're playing this many games in this short a period of time, yeah, everyone should get a rest here or there. I think that's a wise thing to do, and to go through it and plan that ahead of time based on matchups, etc. So I got no problem with them choosing to do that. It's a really long season. But I think that, you know, with a guy like Kyle Tucker, I think you got to deal with that sooner than with a guy like PCA. That's just the nature of the two different players at different stages of their career. And I think Dansby Swanson's a little bit different than that. So I think he should have an approach to resting players because, and I think he's well aware of it, but the idea isn't to use up anyone, it's to have everyone available at their best for as long as humanly possible.
I understand the question.
Ah, okay, there's Craig. What are your expectations in Washington over the next three games versus the 28-31 Nationals? How important is this series given a weekend in Detroit followed by a series in Philadelphia?
Yeah, you know, I think you just play. I think the baseball players play. They play in, game out, game in, game out. I think if you can win another series, that's what you're after. If you get the first two, then you go for the sweep. It's as simple as that. So win the game that you play and then keep moving. I don't think you succeed in any way if you're not trying to win. But I think each game has kind of its own little little moments in it that you try to win. And I think that they've been winning a lot more than they've been losing. I mean, I don't feel like they have to win this series because the next two series are going to be more difficult. This is a team that's hovering around 500. That's not a completely awful team, not a particularly good team. Cubs should be able to handle their business, but it's, you know, win series, win series, win series.
It's all about winning series. There's no doubt about that. I believe the Cubs have won six series in a row, actually. But this, we could kind of tie this question with the last question. So I fully expect tonight the Cubs to win the ball game. Pitching matchup favors them. The middle game pitching matchup favors the Nationals, and the Nationals are like red hot at the plate right now. They're doing really well. They're really good with when they get people on. They're really good runners in scoring position. Their bullpen is an issue. So this might look kind of like that Red series on the road where Cubs may find themselves down 2-1, 3-2, and then get to the 6th or 7th and then pound the opponent's bullpen type of a thing. But, Mully, if the Cubs were able to win the first two games, which I don't think they will, but let's just say they did, and we haven't, we being the Cubs, have not given a day off, then I would call for one of those like David Haw Sunday lineups on Thursday, where literally, like, all these guys are sitting. They're available if there's
concede?
You know, like, basically concede. Yeah. Anything can happen. It's baseball, right?
Right.
Anything. But if you were able to take the first two, I would then be okay with them not going for the sweep with the everyday guys, and I would massively pull back. Because these are all night games. They're all 5-10 pregames. There's no getaway day, no day game per se. Nice starts for us. I'm never going to comply with a 5:40 first pitch.
But they just had a day off yesterday.
Well, I agree, but you guys are the ones who, if I'm hearing right, you guys are the ones clamoring for days off.
Clamoring.
Days.
I think we're clamoring. There's
a
clamor.
Word for me?
Yeah, that's a very good word.
I didn't be able to spell it.
I think that the big series you look forward to, obviously, every 26 games in 27 days is fun for fans because there are never any days that there's not baseball. There's only one in the next 4 weeks. That's fun. But I think the Nationals game has the least amount of buzz. The least buzz. Because you go into Detroit, that Tiger series is going to be fun because of all of the ramifications and all of the projections and all of the things. If they're the two best teams in baseball at that time, that will be much fun. And then the Phillies. The Phillies, every time you're playing Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, that's going to be must-watch, must-listen radio and TV. So this is a build-up. This is kind of like the undercard. And they should win 2 out of 3 in Washington. I don't know about taking Thursday. They just had a day off. Last week when they were not in that position, that's what I suggested, giving PCA 2 days off in a row. If they were able to do that this week, I don't know. But if they're going to go straight from Washington to Detroit. So I think that you want to keep your guys sharp. So no, I wouldn't rest them on Wednesday or Thursday.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is a really fascinating question.
All right, this time in Chicago, the Tigers center fielder slash infielder, I guess, Javi Baez, knew a little bit more about Pete Crow Armstrong than he did last summer.
I have been seeing the type of athlete he is, and you know, he's a really good athlete. Obviously, feel great for the Cubs that they're playing really good baseball too. Hopefully, we play against them in the playoffs. That's what I tell young guys, you know, to not copy, but to take some stuff from the players that they look up to, and you know, just do it yourself and your style. And if it works, you got to keep using it.
So, your thoughts on what you just heard there from the former Cub and now Detroit Tiger, Javi Baez?
Well, I'm glad he knows who PCA is. that's good, because they're both very similar players. Javi Baez still playing at this high of a level this year, kind of a resurgent season, is good, great for baseball. And if you are a Chicago baseball fan, you appreciate his commitment to staying in the kind of condition and coming back and not folding, going away quietly. He refused to do that. He played center field. And now they have Parker Meadows back. I do wonder what that means for Javi Baez on an everyday basis. I think he's had pretty acceptable, above-average offensive numbers. He certainly is a plus defender. He showed that again last night. Yes, I think they're better with him. And also, long-term, comparing careers, I mean, PCA should be so lucky to have a career like that. Javi Baez, MVP runner-up, maybe PCA will win one. Javi Baez, World Series hero or World Series champion, a big part of a team that made history. If PCA is part of one of those kind of teams, then they can compare. But right now, that would seem to be a best-case scenario.
PCA, Javi Baez. I mean, I wonder if Javi hadn't transferred out to center field this year, covering for an injury that they were having, and maybe they thought change of pace, would we even be having like this conversation? Because they're playing this. If he was still a Gold Glove caliber shortstop, which he might very well still be on defense, his hitting hasn't been great. But now that the Tigers are doing better and the games mean more, Baez seems to be playing better. And listen, did a nice job yesterday with the media. Who do I think is going to have the better career? Come on. I mean, PCA, without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I think that if Javi Baez wasn't making the amount of money he was, if he hadn't signed that contract, I don't think he'd still be on Detroit. I think they may well have gotten rid of him a year ago, if not longer, because he wasn't getting it done. But the fact that they were kind of stuck with him and couldn't move him and couldn't – they made the best of it, and he made the best of it. And his resurgence as a center fielder has been amazing. Really just, you know, kind of an astounding thing to see. He's, you know, I think he's 32 and a half right now. So he's kind of you know, Javi was my favorite Cubs player during that run. He was just so exciting, so much fun to watch. He did the craziest stuff. That time he was on the bases and then he came back, like, that was just, you don't ever see stuff like that in baseball.
The first base rundown?
The one where he comes back to home plate and then he is off again and the run comes in. That was so much fun and so funny to see. And there were so many moments like that. But ultimately, I'm not sure that Javi got everything he could out of his career.
Hmm.
You know, his time with the Cubs, and it was COVID problem. You know, had he just signed that contract, he'd still be here. And he'd have been here all that time. And I don't know that he would have had the twists and turns. You know, his trip to New York was a disaster. It was really bad in New York, and the thumbs down and the crowd, and you know, it just didn't go well. And they ended up trading PCA for him, which was, you know, really is worse. One of the real bad deals you're ever going to see. But then they, you know, I don't know. It was bad how he wound up with Detroit. And if he wasn't paid as much as he was, I don't think he'd still be there. But, I mean, you got to respect the talent that was there. If you remember when he was when all those little kids were going to see him play
at Cooperstown,
Williamsport.
They
all wanted to be Javi. He was the guy that he's just that kind of electric player. But I think that I hope that PCA has a really long and stellar career,
better than Javi's.
And I hope he stays with the Cubs. I think he can aim for that. I think he could get there, but he's not there right now.
Dustin didn't hesitate.
No, but Dustin is, you know, prisoner of the moment.
That's a great question.
That is the voice of Mark Gannis, and we've got some more things to discuss with Mark Gannis when he joins you guys at 9. A little breaking news, if you will, that we're going to get into. What are you looking forward to seeing or hearing from the Bears during their 3-day mandatory minicamp that begins today up at Halas Hall? How important is it for Ben Johnson's first team?
You know, I'm really looking forward to it. And I think we hear a lot of positive stuff and positive ideas about what's going to happen with Caleb Williams. It's good the backup quarterback talks about him the way he does. And it's nice to kind of imagine that he's going to be making this great breakthrough and that he and Ben Johnson are going to be in lockstep. I think that's what everybody wants to see happen. I think that the unfolding of that will be interesting. So I think over the next few days, you'll get to see them practice pretty regularly. You'll get a sense of how the head coach, he seems a lot more intense as a coach than I personally expected, just because those offensive guys tend to be a bit ethereal and they're putting together their stuff. And this guy seems much more kind of in the weeds on some of this stuff. I'm going to be really curious to get a few different moments where there are good things happening and bad things happening. I want to see how he is engaging with the quarterback and how their relationship is building. I would love if Caleb Williams didn't throw picks. But I think that's the story of this season, the relationship between the quarterback and the play caller. And I think people being out there and getting to watch them, listen, you know, you got to win 7-on-7. I think we've learned that over the years, that when you can't win 7-on-7 drills, that is a huge red flag for anyone. So I want to see how the quarterback does getting in and out of the huddle, what people are saying, how many times you run it again, how many times you stop a play. I'm very curious about this growth process. We won't know anything about it till they get into pads, till they start playing real NFL games, to be brutally honest. But there will be different things to look at moving forward. And I think that having a lot of people out there watching it and people who know what they're looking at will be fun for this week for sure.
I think you make a great point about winning 7-on-7. That's very, very important. And let's see, you know, these are reps. These are all reps. This is mandatory. Everybody's got to be there. And they've had pretty good attendance overall this offseason from all the reports. But I think the media is going to get like extra couple days with eyes on these guys. I think all three practices are going to be open to the media. There's going to be, you know, players available to the media all 3 days, not just the one day at a time. We did hear last time around that Ben Johnson stopped practice, made him redo stuff, to your point. Like, so were mistakes that we did learn about a week ago, have they been corrected this week? So it's always about making the best use of a rep. Okay, like the reason you take the reps, the reason you practice, the reason you lift all the weights and do all this stuff is to get better each and every time. So are they making steady improvement? And everything's about the quarterback, body language, hands up. What is Caleb's relationship with these receivers and the running backs? And how about the number one pick? Is he going to be a little bit more involved? Like where's his shoulder at? Like, is he going to be able to?
No, he's not taking part.
No, he's not there. Okay. No.
Well, he's going to be there.
He's not going to be involved.
Yeah, but okay. He'll be
mental reps.
Right. But I think, you know, and will the quarterback take some snaps from center in 7-on-7? Will it all be shotgun? I think that's also something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm curious about Caleb Williams, I suppose, because that relationship is the most important one. We have yet to hear from Cole Kmet. I'm curious about how he feels, team leader, local guy, Chicago Bear through and through, how he feels about having the Bears draft his replacement at number 10 or the same position at number 10. It certainly puts him down a notch on the pecking order in terms of options offensively. Jalen Johnson, I assume he'll be there. This is mandatory. He always has something worth listening to, and curious how he feels about this defense now that he's learned a little bit more about it. Montez Sweat described Dennis Allen as complex. I wonder what Jalen Johnson's word or words may be. These are the kind of things you start to see take shape when all of the veterans are required to be there, and it's not just an OTA or a voluntary practice. So these are interesting sidelights. The other fact, who's lining up with the number one offense at left tackle? Is Ozzie Tripillo going to be the guy that, again, gets another look with his improved footwork and continued, you know, just absorption of the offense? Let's see what happens there. And then who is going to be your number two quarterback? If that's an open competition, who takes the first snap with the second unit?
Here's a question for you guys to discuss and ponder.
That's Mike Florio. He'll be on with you guys at 8:44 this morning. What's your reaction to Lions center Frank Ragnow announcing his surprise retirement yesterday due to multiple injuries, including long-term turf toe? How much does this hurt Detroit to lose a 29-year-old four-time Pro Bowl player who has made the last three in a row? Does the timing hurt the most, post-draft and post-free agency? Quote, I've tried to convince myself that I'm feeling good, but I'm not at this time to prioritize my health and my family's future, he wrote on Instagram. I have given this team everything I have and thought I had more to give, but the reality is I simply do not.
Big story in Chicago because the Bears' defensive line just got a little better. This is probably, I don't know if it's like adding Grady Jarrett, but certainly you play the Lions twice a year, and this changes the complexion of their offensive line and their entire offense. This is as big of a loss as they have suffered this offseason. In my mind, bigger than Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, bigger than their defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn. This guy was the heart and soul of one of the best offensive lines in football. And they don't have a replacement. And they don't have one because he's retiring on June 2nd, not March 2nd. So they went into free agency in the draft thinking they had an answer with Frank Ragnow, who they were negotiating a new contract with. Now he's done. Now he's gone. That's great news for the Bears. Had he announced in March, Drew Dahlman might have been in Detroit putting on the Honolulu Blue this year instead of the Navy and orange of the Chicago Bears. So this is good news for the Bears. You wish him well in retirement and hope he doesn't come back.
I had not thought about what you guys brought up in the first segment of the show, and that's the beauty of this show. It's to inform and entertain and to make you think. And I didn't think that this might be a money play, and I hope that's not what it is, that he wants more and they realize, oh, snap. We need to do something. We can't. But now they did draft guards, right? They drafted a couple of guards in this past draft. And weren't they kind of rotating a couple of guys around? They had some, like, heavy packages. I'm not an expert on the Lions, you know, depth chart of their offensive line. But, you know, as a fan, great. Good. They lost both their coordinators. One of the guys is coming to our team here in town. And the other guy went out to the Jets, and, you know, Rob Parker, you brought him up, said, longtime Detroit guy, said the window is not even slightly open, it is closed. Good. Good. I'm a Bears fan. Okay, the Lions had an opportunity, they blew it. Good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where it stands. The idea that this could be, you know, all for the encouraging of a better contract is interesting to me. I'm very curious about how this one turns out because, you know, the Lions, yeah, okay. This is a real blow. They got two great, I mean, great offensive linemen on that team, two of the guys that are the best at their position, two perennial Pro Bowl players, And, you know, Penny Sewell will be there and will lock down the right side. But if indeed they're relying on a rookie or they want to move a veteran inside, so they got three guys on the interior of the line in different positions, that's weakness. That gives you an opportunity. That makes them less likely to be operating in the way that they have. And if you wonder about losing your offensive coordinator and how the quarterback will respond to that, well, wait till you lose your center and see how the quarterback responds to that. That could be a really a bad blow for a guy that isn't necessarily very mobile. You know, you're talking about a guy that is kind of a pocket passer. The timing of this couldn't be much worse for Detroit. So it makes you wonder how legitimate it is and if there is a possibility they can buy their way out of it. They're going to have to do that if they can, because this could really impact their team severely. So I'm taking it at face value, and congratulations, Frank, on a great career, and God bless you, and we'll see you soon, buddy. But do
stay
not
away.
Come back.
Stay away.
Yeah, don't come to Chicago ever, and don't be there when the Bears show up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.